Europe's tourist industry has taken a beating during this pandemic. And as one way to boost travel, Denmark is introducing vaccine passports. The digital documents provide proof of a traveler's COVID-related health, eliminating the need to quarantine upon arrival in a new country. Opponents fear that this could create billions of second-class citizens. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports.
London's Gatwick Airport has been little more than a giant jet parking lot since COVID struck. It symbolises how we've all been imprisoned by the coronavirus. Governments across the world hope vaccinations will liberate their citizens and economies. The British government is backing research by a company led by Andrew Budd. It specialises in facial recognition technology.
The World Health Organization is currently working on international standards for digital vaccine certificates, which will make this much more feasible.
Budd says his system is ready to roll.
The technology of this is the easy bit of it. We've built this technology so that it can be trialled, so that it can be put into different use cases, and the political and social and ethical aspects of this can be explored. Those are the real challenges of vaccine certificates.
Vaccination passports give rise to some really significant human rights and civil liberties concerns.
Rosalind Comin is the policy and campaigns manager of Liberty, a non-profit that challenges injustice and inequality in Britain.
In essence, what vaccine passports are trying to do is create a system whereby some people can access freedoms, services, or other kind of spaces and places, and other people are excluded from them.
Demonstrations have already taken place in Copenhagen. Chanting Freedom for Denmark, protesters marched against government plans to introduce a vaccine certificate. Lars Sandahl Sørensen is a leading advocate for the project.
We think that it's going to open up society substantially. It has the potential to do that.
Why is that?
Well, simply that you can then start accessing restaurants, venues, sports venues, but certainly also give you the opportunity to travel and to document to authorities that you actually have a vaccine, you actually have been tested, etc.
But isn't there a danger of vaccine apartheid?
In our opinion, absolutely not. It is going to help to open society, to create more mobility for all of us who need to go out and interact with other people.
Restoring tourism to Copenhagen is just one objective of Danish business, and of Jens Zimmer Christensen, who heads Danish and pan-European restaurant lobbying groups. He owns a restaurant not far from this harbour, but he has reservations.
There are also a number of people we should not forget. There are people with allergies, there are pregnancies, and then there are some which do not believe in vaccination at all. One way or the other, they have to be included in society also in the future.
Tourism generates $200 billion a year for Spain. The European Union's decision to back vaccine certification is good news for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez.
The objective, in the view of the Spanish government, is to resume normality in the tourism industry as soon as possible, without increasing a sanitary risk.
The rich people can get the vaccination, or the rich country can get the vaccination, and they're going to be the only ones able to travel.
Gloria Guevara from Mexico is CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council. Globally, the industry has lost $100 billion during the pandemic. Empty cruise ships represent a small fraction of that figure. With poorer countries struggling to vaccinate their citizens, Guevara opposes vaccine passports.
You might have two people, for instance, competing exactly for the same job with exactly the same skills, and just one having the vaccination and the other one no. And the question is that going to be the driver to decide who do you hire? I don't think so.
Assalamu alaikum, Khawateen Hazrat.
Vaccination passports are some way off for community leader Sabia Akram. Her priority is combating resistance to the vaccine amongst ethnic minorities. She's in the Muslim cemetery in Slough, west of London, urging British Pakistanis to get inoculated. Slough is one of Britain's most ethnically diverse towns. There's concern that anti-vax conspiracy theorists have swayed young Asians and those with Afro-Caribbean heritage.
I'm not really that bothered by the vaccine. I kind of don't trust it, so yeah, that's why I'm not going to get it.
Sabia Akram is worried that vaccine scepticism will exacerbate racial differences in Britain.
I think that divide that already exists will just become greater. I think it's more important than ever for ethnic minorities to understand their vulnerabilities, some of the inherent genetic disorders and diseases that they are vulnerable to. That message hasn't been loud and clear enough from public health. And COVID is just another virus that will seek out their vulnerabilities and unfortunately cause death.
Those who don't get inoculated face exclusion from sections of the job market as more organisations, such as Britain's Health Service, contemplate making vaccination a condition of employment.
Well, very clear, no jab, no job.
Charlie Mullins owns a high-profile repair and service company and is among Britain's most vocal advocates of the vaccine.
As an employer, we have an obligation and a duty to make sure that our staff are safe and to our customers that are safe. And there's many, many people in the UK that will crawl across the snow half-naked to get this vaccine done at the moment.
Those views resonated on Slough's main street.
You need to take the vaccine to save others. So I think it's quite important that people can see that you took the vaccine, that they can differentiate between the person who took the vaccine and the one who didn't take the vaccine.
I'm on my way to have the COVID vaccination. This is the first inoculation that I've had since 2011. The last time was a real disaster. I had the yellow fever vaccine that fried my brain and sent me crazy, and we lost absolutely everything. And I have to say that my wife and my son are full of trepidation today as I go to have this vaccine, but I want to have it because I want my freedom back.
Ready?
Sure.
Ready?
Yep.
If everything runs on schedule, I should get my second shot in about 3 months' time, and then my interim vaccine certificate will be fully loaded. The documentation envisaged by the European Union will be digital. For millions of Britons, local attractions are losing their allure after a year of lockdown. And as winter fades, more exotic pastures beckon. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Brighton.